Yeah, learning is not really like a safe dover. You always go back and see something new. There's a couple of things I want to go back and perhaps learn them in a slightly different light. We'll go on. So first of all, just we talked a few times about the chiluk between Shia Gemur and Shia Shena Gemur that kept coming up in this. As many of you shared, Mechalik and Philosophy of Shia B'Sayk of Raim is only by Shia Gemur, not by Shia Shena Gemur. So where's the Mokka L'Chalik between Shia Gemur and Shia Shena Gemur? Where do we find that in Gemara, such a chiluk, such a distinction? So like this, the Gemara in the beginning of Achainis says that Shein Regel Paramiyata B'Shmiros many times. Shein Regel you need a high level of Shia in order to be Chayiv. Even a little bit, you need a high level of Shia to be Chayiv. Even a small Shmira practice you. Shein Regel, Eish, Bar. So Taisus in Chagimel says that therefore, basically, he makes an equation that Shein Regel is like on the level of Shemachinim. Shemachinim also, the Gemara says that there are shmiras that by Shemasochu would not be enough, but for Shemachinim they're enough. The Gemara says that by Shemachinim, if he was not like a natri inshi, that's the sugan sadikimul b'mitzvah, one of what it's discussing. That a Shemachinim, as long as he was not like a natri inshi, he watches just the way everybody else watches. Everybody else takes a lunch break, he takes a lunch break. Everybody else takes a siesta, he takes a siesta. There's a case there in the Gemara that they were crossing the bridge. He was having the sheep cross the bridge, and he had the sheep both cross the bridge at the same time. They were all crossing the bridge at the same time. So a couple of sheep got jostled and fell off the bridge. So the Shomer said, you know, what was I supposed to do? So they said, so that's the new over there. Maybe there's a tie that maybe there's a tie on him that he should have had the sheep cross the bridge one at a time. So it says by Shemachinam Yipot, not to kill a natri. That's the discussion of Rabbi and Abai. But Rabbi says that you're. It was a Shemachinam. So Rabbi said that you're Yipot, not to kill a natri. And Abai said that's not true. Not to kill a natri is not good enough. But the Mervi says at the end, it's only by Shemachinam. Shemachinam is Taka Potter. Everybody else, nobody crosses the sheep. Everybody takes their sheep across the bridge all at once, and they take a chance that some might fall off. But nobody bothers to take them across one at a time, which obviously would be very time-consuming. So that's not the Kedavatri Inshu. So by Shem Echidim, Itakapot, by Shem Esoch, Yechayim. So they showed the Bible and say, look, that's why I'm paying you. You should take all the precautions. But Shem Echidim is potter if he was not the Kedavatri Inshu. So Taisus and Chub Gimel makes an equation. He says, well, Shein Regel is the same thing. So just like by Shem Echidim, you only need a minimal level of Shmira. If you were not the Kedavatri Inshu, so that's good enough. So the Shein Regel also, if you are not the Kedavatri Inshi, it's good enough. That's the Taisus. The Ramban is Chayluk. The Ramban is in Kuntus Din Tagami, and in Bamitsi and Dach Sara Gimel. And the Ramban says, no, it's not the same. But by Shein Mechinom, by Shein Regel, there's no Ptur of not the Kedavatri Inshi. That's only a Ptur by Shein Mechinom. Shein Regel, if you cross the Duk to Miyash of the Steer into Gemara, because in Gemara, Dach Melches and Baba Kama, says it also was such a case where it was a where doesn't really matter right now. But Akapanim, that's the place. So Ramban is Chayl. And Ramban says, not the Kedanatri Inchi is a special Ptur only by Shem Echid. Shem Regel doesn't have it. Even though Shem, it's true, Shem Regel, Atarim Miyata Bishim Rasam, you don't need such a high level of Shmir. But nonetheless, it's not the same as Shem Echidim. Shem Echidim, the Ptur of not the Kedanatri Inchi, that's special by Shem Echidim. Because a Shem Echidim, the Lashon Ramban is that a Shem Echidim wasn't Makabal to be Shemir more than everybody else. So if it's good enough for everybody else, it's good enough for that's all the Shem Echidim was Mekab. Shem Echidim, we don't have that. I come the Ramban. So the Pshutoi, the Ramban, you can say, the Ramban is saying a Balabatis as far, no great profound revolution in this Ramban. The Rabbi is saying the etzem not to kenatri inshi is not a shmir. It's not really a good enough shmir. Even for shen v'regla, not enough shmir. It's not even a shmir kusuf. But by shem mechinim, it's like a tenai. When I was mekabel shmir al shem mechinim, so I said al menas that when everybody else takes a lunch break, I want to take a lunch break also. That's not a shmir. That's not even a shmir kusuf. But kilo, it's an unsaid tenai between the shemir and the since he's doing mechinim anyway. So the kilo, so unsaid tenai, I'm going to be shemir. But lunch, I want not be shemir. So then the Rabban is just saying, like, especially my shemir chinam. It's really not a shemir at all. It's not even a shemir chusa. But the shemir chinam, ke'ilu, he made a tenai that he wants a little bit of time off. He wants a lunch break. He doesn't have to bother when they're crossing the bridge to take too much trouble. So it's a special tenai. But the etzim is not a shemir at all. However, the Nukiyasif and Daphne Ches, when he brings this Ramban, he brings it from the Ra'ob Hashem, the Ramban. And he says the chiluk, but he says it in a slightly different lashon. The way the Ra'a says the chiluk is the afal gav b'shem mechinim potu b'shalei shomer klal herech heifu shederech bnei adam lasis came b'shalehem. Even though Hashem mechinim was potu, even when he wasn't shomer at all, like by a lunch break, if that's the derech, because that's urcha de alma, mikol mokem kabe nizikin afal gav the noter kenatri in she. Even if you were noter, you were noter kenatri in she. Came into the Eisei Shoa Enom Shemurais Klal. Since during your lunch break, Lemaisa, the Shen Regal is not Shomer at all, have you Chayav on the Skeid? She calls man, she is equal to Shmir Chayav. Because Lemaisa, if they were Masik without Shmir, you Chayav. I feel it, but Hani Shoy, to have Urchad in Shilaminta. So he says it's extra Tesefis over here. Is that by Shem Regal you're chayiv, when it was not by Shem Regal you're chayiv, even if you took a normal lunch break, and even though I tell him to be Shmirason, because bottom line is during lunch it wasn't Shomer at all, and since it wasn't Shomer at all, the Torah is mechayiv for any hesik that was done when it wasn't Shomer at all. So I'll tell you the truth. Emes is the Nukyosef also, you learn that this is what he means, but he also just means that it's tonight. He just means when you take a lunch break, it's not Shomer at all, and the Shomer Chinom is allowed to not be shomer during lunch, or not to be shomer when they're crossing the bridge. Like he's allowed to close, turn a blind eye to the fact that they're crossing in a dangerous way, because that was the tonight. He's not going to be shomer at such points when nobody else is shomer. But shen regel, you have to be shomer, albeit the shemir chusa, but you have to be shomer. It could be that in Israel, maybe it doesn't say. There's not so much more in the Rav than there really is in the Rabban. It's just this extra little knetch. That he says by Shen Varegel, it's not a tour not to come after Inshi because the Maisa, you're not being at the Maisa, the Torah is mechayiv you for any hesik that's done when you're not being Shemer. So the Maisa, you're not being Shemer. So maybe it doesn't say more than the Ramban. But there is a way to learn, the Achrayim want to learn Pshat in this Ra'ah, at least there's Yeshiva Sharei to learn Pshat in this Ra'ah, that the Ra'ah is saying something, maybe the Ramban himself, saying something a little bit more fundamental. That what they're saying is, it's not stamma tonight. Shemachidim stamma makes a tonight. It was makabel shmira. He made a tonight that I'm going to be makabel shmira, but not at lunch. I mean, it could be, maybe, just a tonight. Lunch I have off. I mean, he's not allowed to be shalech yet, even by lunch, he's allowed to be shalech. Anyway, they want to say, it doesn't mean that lunch you have off. Lunch you don't have chiyuv v'shmir. Why do you have chiyuv v'shmir even by lunch? It means like this, that Hashem Achinim was only makabel not to be pesheh. It was makabel not to be pesheh. A lunch break is not called a pesheh, since everybody else does it. So obviously, in the way of the world, it's not called a pesheh. He wasn't makabel more than not to be pesheh. Hashem Meregel, you have a chiyuv v'shmir. To the extent that you're not shomer, you're chayef in his game of life. It's not muchach in the Ramban. It's not muchach in this Ramban. But this is maybe a Pesach Dover to this distinction. The distinction comes from a steer between the two sukkahs. Why are they even talking about it? There's not the Kenanatri Inshi. Because there's a steer between two sukkahs. Because in Daf Nun Ches, in Baba Kama, I don't remember the details of the sukkah, but in Daf Nun Ches, in Baba Kama, the Gemara says that by Shen Veregel is no heter of Kenanatri Inshi. Natri Inshi doesn't get you all hooked up by Shen Veregel. And yet, the Gemara in Tzadik Gimel in Baba Kama says that by Shem Echinom, not the Kenatri Inshi is a Ptur. So Taisus is Omer on this theory. Taisus is Machlekes HaSugis in Echiranim. The Gemara of Mitzia that says that Vashem Veregel, that's the Taisus in the Chav Gimel, that the Gemara of Mitzia that says that not the Karatri Inchi is not an excuse by Vashem Veregel doesn't think it's a good excuse for Shem Rechimim either. And the Gemara in Bava Mitzia Tzadik Gimel that says it's a good excuse for Shem Rechimim would think that it holds that it's a good excuse for everything's the same. And the Ramban, they're coming to me, Ashur Kastir. That you don't have to say that. The answer to this theory is that even though Hatarim Miyotav Vashem Veregel, Hatarim Miyotav Vashmirosav, but at Shmir you have to have. And if you walked away by lunch, that's not called a shmir. It's not even a shmir of chusah. Shem Rechim, you don't have to have a shmir. You have to be, well, again, depending on what he means, but maybe he means, Shem Rechim, you don't have to have a shmir. You have to not be peshe. You can't have a positive pshir. So lunch, taking a lunch break is not a positive pshir because that's what everybody does. Doing something that's derelict that nobody does, that's a positive pshir. Akapanim, this is the mukar, at least the one of the mukarim in the Gemara, the steer between the steer's hasugis and the issue of notuk and nati inshi. What the Ramban and the Rambam make this distinction that maybe Shia Gemura is a different animal. Then, in addition, I mentioned the other day the So one second. So we were holding right now. It comes out that b'shem rechinam you need a positive pshir in order to be chayv. The pshir gemur. That's the idea of shem rechinam. Not the kenatri and she. You're not chayv unless you did a positive pshir. A lunch break is not a positive pshir. Everybody takes lunch breaks. By shem veregel, by niske momen, you have to have a shmira. So you can't take a lunch break. A lunch break is not a shmira. If you're not shemir, so the lack of. If you're not shemir, so then you're chayv for not being shemir. You makabel shmir, makabel achrayis a shmir. You took a lunch break, so that means that your shen regel was mazik, and you were in shemir. So you have achrayis, but niskei shemir shen regel. Now, it could be that even within shen regel. Even within Shein Regel, there could be a difference between a Pshia Gemur and a Pshia Shein Gemur. Meaning, once we're saying this raid, that by Shein Rechinam, you need a positive Pshia in order to be chayv. By Shein Regel, you don't have to have a positive Pshia in order to be chayv. All you need is to be derelict in your, is not to be Shemir, because you have an Achayis HaShmira. So it could be that even within Shein Regel, there's a chilek between when you weren't Shemir properly and when you had a positive Pshia. Because maybe a positive shia, since by Shem Rechinim we find that a positive shia is a mechayev, so maybe even by Shem Veregel, a positive shia makes it worse. Of shia on the level of shia, where you're not shemerid, but it's not a positive shia like you took a lunch break, so you weren't, it's not a positive shia, but you weren't shemerid. So that's a chiv achrayis. You have an achrayis to watch your niske bein. You have an achrayis to watch your Shem Veregel from being mazik. And if you took a lunch break and didn't watch it from being mazik, so you have an achrayis to pay for the nizokim. But if you did a positive shia, that's worth it, that the kind of shia that's mechayiv even by Hashem Rechinam, then it could be that that's more than just a chiyav achrayis. That becomes like you have by Hashem Rechinam, that the shia itself is a ma'aseh mechayiv. And that's the chiluk that we made in the Rashba. So in a way, it's got a little bit of chazor, these nekudos. That's the chiluk that we saw in the Rashba, that even within regel, that the difference between a shia gemur and a shia she'en gemur. That a shia gemur, a shia shchiyach, by you say chilos of a shiva soifer blindness is chayev, and by a pshia she'enig mur it's still regal, but chilos of a shiva soifer blindness is part. That's the difference. A pshia she'enig mur, that's a kabbalas achrayis, so that doesn't make chilos of a shiva soifer blindness because I was at the end of the day I wasn't kabbal achrayis blindness. But if you have a pshia, gemur on the level that was mechayivim by Hashem Rechimam, that's not merely an achrayis hashmira. That's a pshia mechayevus. That's a sibah mechayevus. That creates chilos of a shiva soifer blindness. That creates the chiyuv klosub shiyuv b'sayfa b'aynus. So now, okay, in a way, this is ground that we covered, but I want to come now to what I've been thinking about. That's a little bit new. We had a difficult Ramban in Bava Mitzia Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. This is really what I want. The first thing I want to really revisit. We had a difficult Ramban in Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. The Ramban also says the difference that. You need a pshir that in order to say chilosa b'shir v'soifa v'ayin eschayiv, you have to have a pshir gemur. And in a pshia she'en a gmura, you don't say loss of pshia v'soifah v'ayin eschai. As we saw in many rishayim. So Rambam brings several riyas to this. He brings the riyah that Tosfos brings in from the Tzitzari Gimel, from the Roya, from the Shakal and Tai over there, Tavai and Rabba. Don't have to really go over that again. And he brings some other riyas, but then he brings this very important riyah. He brings a riyah from the Gemara in Shoshan Nagach. That the Gemara says in Shoshan Nagach that if a Shemachinim was watching a shor, and the shor, and he watched it properly, the way Shemachinim is supposed to watch it, at least the Shemir of Kusa, and then the shor went out and killed somebody. So the Gemara says that Kofer he has to pay. Because when it comes to the Chiyuv Kofer, Shmira B'chus is not enough. And it could be not even Shmira M'ulz enough, maybe Eli Shmira L'sakin. Shorim would at least say Eli Shmira L'sakin. So he's Chayiv to the Nerag, Klapi the Nerag, he has a Chiyuv Kofer. He's called the Pesher Klapi the Nerag. But Klapi the Bailim is Potter, because Klapi the Bailim now are out of Shor, because the Shor now gets Niskal, so the Shor, if it kills somebody, the Shor gets put to death. The Bayan now suffered a loss, and the Chor is the Shomer's fault because he let the Shor get out and kill somebody. Nonetheless, since he watched the Shmira Pusa, so he's potter. The Gemara says he's potter. Klapi the Bayan. That's the Gemara. The Gemara is the Chor is straightforward. Klapi the Bayan is a Shomer Chinam. He only has a Chiyuv Shmira Pusa. He took this Shor and he put it in a stall, and it was Yochli Chay Lamaduruch Mitzuyot, and Klapi the Bayan. He fulfilled his obligation. Klapi the Nizik. Klapi the Nerad. He has a din of Shmiras Nezokim. Shomer is chayv in Shmiras Nezokim. Now it's in his custodianship. He has to keep the shor from going around killing people. And the level of Shmiras for that is high. So klapi that is a peshe. It's a straightforward Gemara. Not much to see in that Gemara. But the Ramban says, you see in that Gemara, the Ramban says, what do I mean? Chilos of Shiva, Soif of Boinus. It's Chilos of Shiva, klapi the Nera. And it's Soif of Boinus, klapi the Baal. Why do you say Chilos of Shiva, Soif of Boinus chayv? So right, if by Shiva Shein Agmur, you don't say Chilos of Shiva, Soif of Boinus chayv. Since it wasn't the Pshia Gemurah, so there's no din of Chilos of Pshia V'Soifa V'Ayin Eschai. That was the Ramban. So we grappled with the Ramban very much. Rabbi Zalman asked the Ramban, what does the Ramban want? What does it have to do with Chilos of Pshia V'Soifa V'Ayin Eschai? Chilos of Pshia V'Soifa V'Ayin Eschai is when it's Chilos of Pshia clapping the Mafkin and it's Soifa V'Ayin Eschai clapping the Mafkin. It's the same address. I'm a Shomer and I was Pshia clapping the Bailim and then there was Ayin Eschai clapping the Bailim. So do you say Chilos of Pshia V'Soifa V'Ayin Eschai, whatever the Hasbro is? The various is better. What does that have to do with over here? Over here, klapi the bailam, I'm an honest mechilah v'atzai. I did a shmir b'chusur, so I did everything I was supposed to do, klapi the bailam. I have to pay for the kofer, because klapi the nerig, it wasn't good enough. So I'm a pesher klapi the nerig. What does it have to do with the bailam? What in the world does that have to do with chilosu b'shiv v'soifu b'ayinus? That's the shir Ramban. So I told you, Rav Shach is a mahalach in this Ramban. Rav Shach says that the pshat that the Ramban understood, that the din of oynus is that you could say, my havel l'mevod. And the Ramban thought that maybe there's a svara to say that if you have a chiyuv shmir klapi the rest of the world, so you can't even say my havel l'mevod klapi the bayil. Okay, so what does that have to do with the nidun of pshiyuv gmurim pshiyuv sheinim gmurim? So I said it's a fancy. So therefore the Ramban thought, Rav Shach says therefore the Ramban thought that is we should say chilos of shiva soifu b'ayin eschai. Since I was Pesher Klapi the world, so I can't say Mahavilu Mevad Klapi the Bible. So we should say that should be a kind of Chilos of Pshia V'Soifa Bainus. The idea of Chilos of Pshia V'Soifa Bainus is since the Gag of the Pshia, I can't say Mahavilu Mevad. That's why Yechayim and Oynus. The Pshia undermines the Oynus. I can't say Mahavilu Mevad. So even if I keep Pshia was to other people, but I still lose my Mahavilu Mevad Klapi the Bible. Yes, and that we would grapple a little bit. So if that's the svara, then what's the difference between Pshia Gemurim and Pshia Sheinim Gemurim? I mean, so what's trap? If that's a good svara, then it should taka be a good svara, even klapi Pshia Sheinim Gemurim. At the end of the day, I was, what do you mean by havel l'mevad? I had a chi of shmira. Who cares if it's not a shmira gemur? It wasn't a Pshia Gemurim. But I had a chi of shmira, and I was derelict in my chi of shmira. If Roshach is right, there's such a svara, that the fact that I had a chi of shmira takes away the time of my havel l'mevad, then it's very hard to understand, and that's what Ramban is asking, that why over there don't you say that I was Peshea, therefore I can't say Mahavil Lemevod? So what's the Ramban's territory? It wasn't a Pshia Gemur. Why does it matter? At the end of the day, why can't you say, where's your Mahavil Lemevod? You had a Chiv Shmir. So I said a fancy thing at the time, that maybe that's good for the Nidin and the Ramban. The Ramban wasn't sure, is the way Tchilos of Pshiyah of Sefer Avodah works, that the Pshiyah is Mechayev, then you need a Pshiyah Gemurah, or does it work that it undermines the Mechavah of the Lamed? So you see from that Gemara that it doesn't undermine the Mechavah of the Lamed, because then why is he popped the Klapeh the Bayon? It must be that the Pshiyah, that we revert to the other Lamed, it's a Pshiyah Mechayevis. Once it's a Pshiyah Mechayevis, then it was Pshiyah to the Ramban, that's only by a Pshiyah, then we can say it's only by a Pshiyah Gemurah. That's what he said at the time. Yeah, the problem with that Pshat is it has a lot of moving parts. Very complicated Pshat in the Ramban. Rabbi Kilo had a suffix in the lumbus of Chilos of Pshiyah v'Soifah v'Yis. He wasn't sure if it's a Pshiyah Mechayevis, and then he a Pshiyah Gemurah, or does it work that it takes away the Mechavah of the Mevod? So he's Mechir from the Gemara that it takes, that he can't say Pshat, that it takes away the Mechavah of the Mevod. Because then, even in the Gemara Shor Shanogach, I would say, well, it was Pshiyah Klapi of the world, so how can we say Mechavah of the Mevod? So we revert to the Pshat that if it's a Pshiyah Mechayevis, and once we revert to being a Pshiyah Mechayevis, so then it's only by a Pshiyah Gemurah. Very complicated Pshat. Thought afterwards, maybe we could say a much simpler shot than the shot in there. I mentioned last week the Rambam. The Rambam says that Peshe is Kemazik. Famous Chiddush of the Rambam that when a Shemer is Peshe, has a Din Mazik. What's the context of the Rambam? The Rambam's talking about Avodim Shtoros and Kakois. Avodim Shtoros and Kakoros were nismayed from Shmir. There's no chiyuv by Shmir by Avodim Shtoros and Kakoros. So if you're watching Karka and then it gets whatever, there's a, well, you borrow Karka and then it was Nenas, you don't have to pay. So the Rambam says that that's only true by other chiyuv Shmir, we say Levaveda, whatever it would be, let's say the Avodim got stolen, so you wouldn't have to pay. But Peshaya? The Rambam says, "Peshayes kemazik, kemazik. Avodim shtoros and kakoros, you also chay." That's the Rambam. Peshayes kemazik. So the Rishonim asking the Rambam, "What do you mean peshayes? It's a groma. Peshayes not a mazik. It's a groma ba'amo. Maximum, it's a groma. I didn't damage it. I failed to watch it. Now it got damaged. That's groma benazikin. Groma benazikin is pot." So the Pshat in the Rambam is, if Chaim said the Pshat is Pshat in the Rambam, if Chaim is coming to answer a different question, the Ravid asked in the Rambam, if Peshe is, the din is that if you're Shomer something, but it's Ba'olavimai, then what's it? This din, that Ba'olavimai, like a Shaila, Ba'olavimai patas from Chiyuv Shmir. So the din is Ba'olavimai patas even from Shir. The Rambam said, Ba'olavimai patas even from Shir. Ask the Ravid, if Peshe is Kemazik, so I understand why Ba'olavimai takes away the Chiyuv Shmir, but why does it take away Peshe Kemazik? What's the difference? Why by Avodim Shtoros and Karkois, the Rambam says, even though they're nismayed from Chiyuv Shmir, from Dine Shmir, but Peshe is the Chayv, because Peshe is Kemazik. So say the same thing by Ba'olavimai. Says Rav Chaim, that the Pshat is like this, that Peshe is Kemazik, it's only in the context of being a shomer. When you're in the when you're a shomer, and you have dinei shmira, that your shmira is in lieu of you're standing in for the bayam. That was matla on you, that you have to be shomer. You have a chiyuv shmira, and you're peshe in the chiyuv shmira. So that's called a ma'aseh mazik. Stop a person who lets bad things happen. You know, you stand. He stands by and he lets an accident happen. That's not called. That's a groma benazok. That's part of the other. When you have a chiyuv, when you have it, then shomer, and it's exes a kosov. I'll call the rapesha. You have to be nishbi. You were pesheya. I mean, they will learn that if you were pesheya, you're chayiv. You learn it out from sukkim that a shomer who's pesheya in a shmira is chayiv, and that's a chiddush. But the Rambam saying a hagdora. The hagdora is because a shomer who's pesheya is considered to be a mazik. It's a ma'aseh mazik, but that's a chiddush by shomer that a pesheya is a ma'aseh mazik. But it's still fundamentally different than the chiyuv, let's say, gzeilu v'aveidah you have by shomer. Gzeilu v'aveidah is not a ma'aseh mazik. Gzeilu v'aveidah is a chiyuv achrayis. You makabel achrayis that there shouldn't be gzeilu v'aveidah. You makabel achrayis that if you're shoyel, you makabel achrayis for oishim. You makabel achrayis. It means I'm guaranteeing that if something happens to it, I'll pay for it. But it's not a ma'aseh mazik. Pesheya, it's nischadish in dinei shomer, that as long as you're a shomer, you have a. Once you're a shomer, so then your pshiyah is a ma'aseh mazik. There's a big nafkamina. This Rav Chaim didn't say, but in the light of all the things we talked about last week, we can see right away there's a big nafkamina. If pesheya is kemazik, So then, if b'shei is kemazik, it's a mais. If b'shei is kemazik, well, we already actually know this from the growing ksuvas and eilin ayers. But when, if you're p'sheya, and then if he's p'sheya and then he dies, then the chassim come and shuvit right away. If he was if he was in Kabbalah Chayas of Einsin and then he died and then there was an Einis, so then there's no shiv in the chassim. That was a sugya in eilin ayers by Nichlem Avim Parashul. Lefid the Rambam, the Hagdora is, it's not the only way to learn, but Lefid the Rambam, the Hagdora is. Then if the father was p'sheya, so p'sheya kemazik, he did a ma'isa mazik. So now the chassim, even though it didn't happen yet, but he already did the ma'isa mazik. So there's the shiv in the chassim. Masha'en came by oinus. Oinus in achrayis. Kabbalah achrayis. Kabbalah achrayis. Now the siva mechayevus. Kabbalah achrayis means that when there'll be an oinus, the oinus will be mechayev. I am guaranteeing that when there'll be an oinus, the oinus will be mechayev. I'm putting myself in a position that if there'll be an oinus, the oinus will be mechayev. But if the oinus happens after he's dead, then the oinus is not mechayev. By peshay, there was already the ma'aseh mechayev. There was already the peshay kemas. It already happened. So then the nechasim already meshubit. It plugs very well into this. Plugs very well into this Rambam. Peshay is kemazik. What does the Ramban hold about this? This is a chiddush Ram. This is a chiddush. This is a step beyond. It's one thing to say that she is a siba mechayevus, and it's another thing to say that it's kemazik. But in the Ram, that's the chiddush din of the Ram. The peshay is mamish kemazik. Also, Rav Chaim said that that's the teretz of the Rav. It's kasha. That's the teretz of the Rav. It's kasha. In order for Peshay to be Kemazik, you have to have a Shem Shomer. If you're not a Shomer, then Peshay is not Kemazik. So he said, the Chiluk is Ba'olavim, he doesn't have a Shem Shomer at all. If it's Ba'olavim, you're not a Shomer. If you're not a Shomer, then Peshay is not Kemazik either. Avodim Shtoris and Karkois, the Rabbi held, you are a Shomer. There is a Metzias of Shmir and Avodim Shtoris and Karkois. The Torah is Memayit you from Chiyuvah HaShomer. The Torah is Memayit you from the Chiyuvah HaChrayis of Shmir and Avodim Shtoris and Karkois. But a Shem Shomer you still have. Once you have a Shem Shomer, so Peshay is in the context of having a Shomer, once you have a Shem Shomer, then your Peshay is Kemazik. That's the answer. That's Erev Chaim. That's Erev Chaim used this lump this for. So this is how you say this to the Ramban. What about the Ramban? What does the Ramban hold in this issue? Does the Ramban agree with the Ramban? Does he not agree with the Ramban? So it's a little bit obscure. The Ramban in Kuntur's Dina de Garmi, he brings the Ramban. The Peshay is Kemazik, and he brings it. There are Chaylkim on the Rambam. It's Mashmah, it's not Machriya one way or another. But it could be that even though the Ramban is not definite about whether he agrees with the Rambam or not, with the lumdus of Keshet to the lumdus of Peshay Kemazik, the Ramban might agree. But we know that Pshia is different than Oinsim. We know from the Gemara Eilin Ayers that Pshia is a Siv Machayevis, it's in Shabbat Nechosim. The lumdus of Peshay is Kemazik, the Ramban might also have. What the Ramban might not be sure about is the Chiddush and the Rambam that by Avodim, Shtoris, and Karkois you have a Shem Shomer. Because even if the Rambam is right that Peshay is Kemazik, you need to have a Shem Shomer. And that's Reb Chaim's Chiddush. The same chat in the Rambam. That by Avodim, Shtoris, and Karkois you're only nismay from the Chiyuv Achrayis of Shomer. But you still have a Shem Shomer in order for the din of Peshay Kemazik to kick in. That for the Ramban might be a bridge too far. The Ramban might agree that Peshay is Kemazik, and that long list the Ramban might agree. But the Ramban is just not so sure. He brings the Rambam. You see, he brings the Rambam, Peshay is Kemazik. He doesn't get upset with the Rambam. He just says, not everybody agrees. What's in the Kuda that not everybody agrees to? Could be that what not everybody agrees to the Ramban is saying is not everybody agrees that by he's talking about Avodim Shtoris and Karkois. Not talking Stam, you know, is Peshay Kemazik. He's talking about Avodim Shtoris and Karkois. So he brings the Rambam that by Avodim Shtoris and Karkois Peshay is Chayev because Peshay Kemazik and Yesh Chalkim. Yeah, Yesh Chalkim because they hold it by Avodim Shtoris and Karkois you're not a Shomer at all. But to the Yisoid of Peshay Kemazik, the Ramban might agree to the Rambam. So now there's another Nekuda that we have to understand. I think this also, there's a Nekuda we have to understand. If Peshay according to the Rambam is Kemazik, and that's a Beferish Rambam, Peshay Kemazik. If that's true, that Peshay is Kemazik. So by Tchilos of Peshay V'Soif HaBoinus, why didn't you know Inus HaBoin Machmas HaPshay? I was already Mazik. Once I was Peshay, Peshay is Kemazik. So who cares if the Inus afterwards was Machmas HaPshay? Why isn't the Peshay Mechayim me right away? Very much like what? Where do we see such a notion? That who cares if the Inus Machmas HaPshay? The Peshay itself was Mechayim. What? I can't hear you. Abaye, the Rif, Abaye, right? That's how the Rif understands Abaye, Luke the Rif. That Abaye holds you don't need onus about machmas abshia, and you try what you want to say also. And from a place of chat in Abaye is because who cares? Why the onus? Who cares? The onus? Yeah, machmas abshia, not machmas abshia. The abshia itself was machayim. The minute he was pesheya, so it's like he burnt. He burnt it up. It's kilo. It's nisrach. Now already have a chiyav hashava. If it's ben, you give it back ben, you mekayim lechiyav hashava. But if it's gone, then you have to give it back some other way. So you know, it could get hit by lightning. But the pshi was mechayev me to give it to pay for it. So that's what the. But that's only in Abaye. But we don't pass like Abaye. We pass like Rava. Malachem Rava is malayochem malayosim. But you need only sabo machmas abshi. What's the pshat? According to the Rambam. No longer, stop. According to the Rambam, that Besheis can, at least a Dvarim for us, and the Rambam says Beferish, Besheis Kemazik. If the Rambam is right, that Besheis Kemazik, so why do you need Oinus about Machmas Abshir? Even if the Oinus was Shloim Machmas Abshir, got hit by a bolt of lightning. But the Abshir itself was Kemazik, so I was very Mazik, so why aren't I Chayav? The answer is that when the Rambam said that Besheis Kemazik, the Rambam just meant that the Abshir is a Maisa Mazik. It's a Maisa Mazik. But the hezek itself doesn't happen until later when it breaks. So that's still called a ma'isa mazik. In the same chiluk we had between sibus achiv and the chiv apoyel, you have by mazik also the ma'isa by a real mazik even you can have. That's the case of the nukhi yosef. Somebody was zorach chetz, and then he died, and then meanwhile the chetz is traveling along after the guy's dead in his car shirayim. So the nukhi yosef says that you have to pay out of the estate because you already did the ma'isa hezek. So Rav Shimon says, "What do you mean you did the Ma'aseh Hezek? And if the somebody pulled the Shirayim away at the last second, you would still have to pay out of the what if the Shirayim got hit by a bolt of lightning? The guy shot an arrow, so the Mukhez Yosef, it doesn't matter that he's dead. He already did the Ma'aseh Hezek. Okay, and what happens if before the arrow hits the Shirayim, hits the clothing, so somebody else comes and rips the clothing up? So would we say that you still take the money out of the estate?" I'm not going to Bosa Mikor, that's a different thing. Bosa Mikor. Let's say Bosa, we don't go. So, Chetz, you don't say Bosa Mikor, as the Taisa says. Or maybe we pass the Bosa Torah Mona. I'm not going into that issue. No, do you say that it's already broken because I was Zor Chetz and the Bosa Mikor, as the Taisa? That's a different thing. Leave that alone. I mean, assuming that that's not in play over here. So, but just in Rukyaisa says, well, you did the Maisa Mazik. You did the Maisa Mazik, so you're Nechosim and Meshubim. But one second, But the Shirayim didn't necessarily get ripped up yet. The Chiv HaPoel is only when the Shirayim get ripped up, and maybe somebody else rips them up. So the answer is Poshut. Rav Shimon speaks out that the Maisa Mazik is the Siva Mechayevus. But the Chiv HaPoel is when it rips up the Shirayim. The Maisa Mazik is only Mechayev for the Hezek that's caused by the Maisa Mazik. So the Zrikas HaChetz is the Siva Mechayevus. It's Mechayev him, and even if he's dead, it's Mechayev his estate to pay for the Hezek that's caused by his Zrikas HaChetz. But only for the hezek that's caused by the zrikas achetz. The fact that the zrikas achetz is a ma'isa mazik is not mechayev him to pay for hezek that happens that has nothing to do with the zrikas achetz. So that's exactly according to Rambam that pesheya is kemazik. That's exactly the story by pesheya. When he's pesheya, avada, that's called a ma'isa mazik. But the pesheya doesn't actually happen. I mean, the pesheya happens right away. And it's a ma'isa hezek, and it's mechayev him. But it's only mechayev him for the damage that's done by the pesheya. At the end of the day, the damage was done by an oinus. That's an issue. So if it's an oinus, habo machmas apshia. So we can still say the pshia is mechayivim for any damage that was ultimately caused by the pshia. But if the oinus was shalei machmas apshia b'chal malachamovas maliocha maliosom, then pshia might be kemazik. It's like a zrikas chetz. But then somebody else went and then the malachamovas came and then and tore the shirayim. That the zrikas chetz is a ma'isa mazik, but it's not mechayivim for something that somebody else did. That's the case. So now maybe we can go a step further. And we can say maybe Nukshat and Ramban. What does Ramban say? Ramban says, Chosu b'shir v'soif v'oinus is chayiv, right? That's the thing. Chosu b'shir v'soif v'oinus is chayiv, v'oinus abo machm v'sabshir, you're chayiv. And now we have a whole hezbrah, because b'shir is kemazik, and the ma'is mazik is in chayiv you, even for things that happened later on as a result of the b'shir, even though it happened v'oinus. But it was v'oinus abo machm v'sabshir, so the b'shir is the ma'is mazik, and it's in chayiv. But we have a need, and maybe that's only by b'shir v'ur, not by b'shir anymore. That's the Shalom Rishayim. That's what the Ramban is discussing. Based on Gemara, with the guy who took a lunch break, with the lion, and so on. There's a riot in that Gemara, that maybe it's only by Yabshir Gemara. By Yabshir Shein Gemara, you don't say Tchilas of Yabshir Seifer Bayis. And the Ramban is being done, and with riots, whether that's true or not true. And by the way, what's the Hezbollah? not that I need this to say Pshat Nama, but what's the Hesber in the distinction? If we translate it into these terms, then maybe Peshe is only Kamazik by Yavshir Gmur. By Yavshir Shein Gmur, maybe Peshe is not Kamazik, maybe that's only like the Chiyav HaChayas. If he had a pshia she'en egur and then he died, maybe the nechassim and not meshuvah. That's a nidin of the Ramban. Says the Ramban. So the Ramban says, well, let's look. Says the Ramban, let's look at the Gemara in Shor Shenogach. The Gemara says the Shem Rechinim was watching a shor, and the shor went and killed somebody. But he did a shmir of chusah. He did enough shmir for the Baal. So klapi lebaalim lechayri is poter. But he was Peshea Klape the Nera. Because Klape the Nera, he was supposed to keep the Sig, watch after the Sharmu, then the Shmir Lasakim. So he has a Chi of Kaifer to Klape the Nera. Klape the Nera is a Peshea. So Ramban says, oh, we should say to also Peshea of Sofer Mayas. So what's that question? Says it versus Amun. What in the world? What's going on? What does one thing have to do with the other? He's Peshea Klape the Nera. What does that have to do with the Bible? But if we'll say that the Pshat is that once you have a Chi of Shmira, so your Maisa Pshia becomes a Maisa Mazik. So Kudir Ramban held that it doesn't matter to whom he has the Chi of Shmira. A person who has a Chi of Shmira and is Peshay and his Chi of Shmira, and he's Peshay and his Chi of Shmira, the Chi of Shmira makes his Pshia into a Maisa Mazik. Once it's a Maisa Mazik, it's Be'etzim a Maisa Mazik. Then it's called, he did a Maisa Mazik copy of the Bailam too. He killed the Bailam Shah. Normally, it's Gromim v'Nezokim, because our standing by is a Gromim v'Nezokim. But for a person who has a Chi of Shmira to stand by, that becomes a Maisa Mazik. So what difference does it make there in Ban Held? If my Chi of Shmira is Klapi the Bailam, or my Chi of Shmira is Klapi the Nerev. But I'm a person who had a Chi of Shmira, I was Peshein that Chi of Shmira, the whole idea is that Chi of Shmira becomes a Maisa Mechayev. Becomes a Maisa Hezek. Once it's a Maisa Hezek, it's like I took the Bailam Shor and I was Mazik it be a Dayan. So that about it should be mechayim. It's a raya, says the Ramban, and the Ramban held that's the whole avon chosu b'shiv soif b'oynis. Why is chosu b'shiv soif b'oynis chayim? I don't have a chayis for the oynis. I didn't take an chayis for oynisin. The Torah says because the ma'aser b'shiv becomes a ma'aser mazik, and it's mechayiv you for anything that happens afterwards as a result. Says the Ramban, if b'shiv is a ma'aser mazik, and that's the idea of chosu b'shiv soif b'oynis. That the pshia is a ma'aser mazik and it's mechayev me for the oynis havo machmosoi. So over here it's a ma'aser mazik. I have a chi of shmir klapi the neret. I was peshay in that chi of shmir that turns it into a ma'aser mazik. Once it's a ma'aser mazik, then it's a ma'aser mazik for everybody. So why is the word saying yipata? Says that man is a raya that by a pshia she'en a gemura, it's not called the ma'aser mazik. Pshia she'en a gemura is only a chi of a chayis. Even in the zokin is only a chi of a chayis. That's Klapi the Ramban. That's the one thing we buy in the Ramban. This is the Shmak of Ramban. What is the fact that I have a Chi of Shmira makes my Pshi into a Maisa Mazik. So not only Klapi the person to whom I have the Chi of Shmira, it makes it into a Maisa Mazik for everybody. Yet the other thing I wanted to revisit is the Ravid. What was the Ravid? Okay, let's switch gears a little bit. What was the Ravid? The Ravid was by the Gemara in the basin of a kama with kisui, somebody made a kisui, and it was good enough for shvarim, it wasn't good enough for gemalim. Then in the end, the kisui fell apart for other reasons entirely because it was attacked by termites. So the Gemara is done. They say migadav b'shilin gemalim, not migilin yishvar, which the Ravid holds means chalosu b'shiyah b'soif v'vay. That's the Ravid defines that as chalosu b'shiyah b'soif v'vay. The Ravid asked, "How do I know Machmas of Shia?" So he said, "No, but it was being in Echad. Being in Echad is just as good. It was being in the field." Then the Ravid asked, "Is Tiyun Halacha? Because if you're making that into a Gemara of Chalosu B'Shiyah V'Soif V'Oynis, most Yishayim don't think that's a Gemara about Chalosu B'Shiyah V'Soif V'Oynis at all. Other Yishayim have a different question: why didn't the Gemara talk about Chalosu B'Shiyah V'Soif V'Oynis? But the Ravid thinks it's a Gemara about Chalosu B'Shiyah V'Soif V'Oynis. In fact, asked the Ravid, "Koshi Luchas Ha'Luchasu? The Halacha is Chalosu B'Shiyah V'Soif V'Oynis is Chayim." And there the Gemara says, "Daloch is we don't say Megan, meaning, Chalosu B'Shiyah V'Soif V'Oynis is Potter." So Ravid said that Tzayni Shayni Bor Shatari Miyata B'Shmirosa. Those, since by bar and by shayin shayin regular, shayin regular eish, those four things, the Torah is mamayit in the shmira. So in things where the Torah is mamayit in the shmira, in the zokin that the Torah is mamayit in the shmira, you don't say kolosu v'shiv say for v'lein eschay. What does it mean? So last week I said I think the pshat and the ravid is that the ravid talk is coming from a different place. And the ravid thinks that the lomdos of kolosu v'shiv say for v'lein is not because the pshir is the siba mechayelus. And he did a pshir gemura. The ravid holds different pshat. Because if you go with that lomdos that you need a pshir gemura to make kolosu v'shiv say for v'lein, then l'chor that's like sfaras hafuchas from the ravid. The Ravid is saying that the primary din of Kolosu B'Shir V'Soif Avoinis was said by things that don't need a B'Shir Gemurah. Things that need a B'Shir Gemurah, Shein Regel, Eish Bor, they need a Chiyah, they need a B'Shir Gemurah, Atar Mir to B'Shimosim, they need a B'Shir Gemurah, those are the places where you don't say Kolosu B'Shir V'Soif Avoinis Chayim. It's like the opposite, the Svar is running in an opposite direction. So I wanted to suggest that the Pshat and the Ravid is, the Ravid held that there's a difference between something where I'm chayav for the pshia and something where I'm chayav for the lack of shmirah. Chayim have such a rate that maybe there's kind of like a notik and atar inshi, there's a rate like that. You know, it's not a pshia, but it's not called a shmirah either. Lashon HaRama was a little bit like that. You know, I can't see with shomer, he took a lunch break, but it's not a pshia either. And the Ravid held that the vort of chalosu b'shia v'soif v'ayin is chayav is that if I wasn't in cases where I'm chayav for not being shomer, so it doesn't matter that at the end it was onus. But I wasn't shomer. The fact that I was honest can't make it that I was shomer. I wasn't shomer from the tefillah, and it fell. I was honest in the tefillah. Unso lav k'mad ovad, like they say, by oinus is a p'tur for averus, but oinus doesn't make it that you did the mitzvah. If you eat chaz of oinus, you potter. But if you ate but if you didn't eat matzah of oinus, we can't say you ate matzah. You still have to eat matzah. There I said, listen, if I wasn't shomer something, and I have a chiyah for not being shomer, and then it was nenas, but at the end of the day, I wasn't shomer. But then, if I was so, and the Ravid held that Tatar Mir to Bishmirosin means that Karen, you need a by Karen, you have to watch it very, very well. And if you fail to watch it at the best way, then the lack of Shmir is Machayev. By Bor, Shein, Regulation, things with Torah is Machayev and Shmir, you don't have to watch it the best way. You just can't be Peshea. So there I need the pshia to be mechayiv me. It's lack of shmir is not mechayiv me. I need pshia to be mechayiv me. Therefore says the Ravid, that's the issue of the halach. By cases where lack of shmir is mechayiv me, so even if I was an MNS b'soif, I'm still chayiv, because at the end of the day, I wasn't shmir. The case where I need a positive pshia to be chayiv, so if I was honest, at the end of the day, I was damaged to an honest, that means my pshia is not, the pshia, I was pshia, but at the end of the day, the reason why it fell was an honest. Yeah, it was Peshev in the field, but why did it fall in the end? It fell by Oinus. So that's like Unsa Kamandala. My Pshia, I was Peshev that it should fall, but then it fell by Oinus. So then you have the two. That was more or less the way of the Mahalach in the Ravid. I don't want to be Marach in it because I have a bomb kasha on the whole Mahalach. Because if this Mahalach is true, it means that the Ravid is going with a whole different conception than that, you know, that the other Rishonim have this conception that you need a Pshia Gemura. And in order to have Chalosh B'Shir B'Soif Ha'Oinis, you need a Pshia Gemura, and if it's not a Pshia, because you need a Pshia Mechayevus, whatever the lumdus is, a Maisa Mazik, or whatever the lumdus. And if you don't have a, and if it's not a Pshia Gemura, then there's nothing Chalosh B'Shir B'Soif Ha'Oinis. And the Rav is coming from a different direction. The Rav is coming from the direction that the inside of Chalosh B'Shir B'Soif Ha'Oinis is not because, nothing to do with Pshia Gemura. Okay, Pshia Gemura, I would still say you're honest. You still be put there. You know, if you needed a pshia gemura, I would still say that you're honest. The yisoid of chalosu b'shia v'soif v'vayin eschayiv is because it comes from a lack of shmira. The mechayiv, if I wasn't shomer, I'm chayiv, and if I was nenas at the end of the day, I wasn't shomer. You know, it comes out like opposite from the rishonim about the problem is the ravid in our sugya by kofetz and nofal. The ravid over here in our gemara says mamish like the rashba. He says he doesn't want to learn that it's the Sodom Katani, we're talking about Kalim that are Samach to the Kaisil, and if it's Kofetz Yechayiv, and if it's Nafal Yepotu, the very same Kalim, and he asks the Rishayim's Kasha, why isn't it Chalosha B'Shir B'Soif HaBa'inis? And he answers that even though Kofetz is Chayiv, Mishim Regel. Kofetz is Chayiv, Mishim Regel, but it's not a Pshia Gemurah, and you only say Chalosha B'Shir B'Soif HaBa'inis by a Pshia Gemurah. Mamma is the same nigga as the other Rishayim. So then we're back to square up. The Ravid also has this notion that in order to say Chalosha B'Shir B'Soif HaBa'inis, Chayiv need a Pshia Gemurah. So what is this other rabbi over there in the base who says a svara that the whole din of kolosha v'shia v'soifa ba'oynis was only said like by keren or by things where you need to have a pshia by things where you need where you chayiv even for not a pshia gemur. So then you say kolosha v'shia v'soifa ba'oynis, but eish bar shein regel places where you need to have a pshia gemur atar miyata v'shimir oson. Then you don't say lahalocha, it's a suffix in the gemara, but lahalocha you don't say kolosha v'shia v'soifa ba'oynis. Ramesh, going in opposite directions.
Why can't you just say that the rabbi is holding, he himself holds like the svara and the first tier seven and the stuff that he brings down in that Kaman?
You mean later on he was Chayzer?
Meaning he quoted the two Nesos, one about Kafas and one about Nafal, and then you svara for
him. Oh, the rabbi by us?
Yeah,
but it's not Mashmi, he's been Toicha the other Gisa. Forget, he's happy with it, he's quite fine with it. If anything, he could say the other thing. The rabbi there inside of Gimel, after he says his whole pshat, then he says he has some other kashi over there, and he says Amar Avram. It's an interesting thing, you know. The rabbi, you know, the rabbi was masik and the rama is this strong showing us Amar Avram v'leinoy v'leitzar v'leiboyer. The rabbi didn't discriminate. He's masik and himself also b'charifas. He has a later hagah that like Amar Avram was masik and Amar Avram. That's he's being chayzer. I guess maybe I don't know how many years later, but he was chayzer. Maybe not like me that was chayzer the next week, but he was chayzer eventually. And he goes, Omer Avram, it's not right, this chat. Like he goes with a big, he doesn't say that, you know, Eilam Melech B'Kat Kodai, that far he doesn't go, but he also has a Pshat. So you can say, oh, once he was chayzer from that pshat, and he has other problems there with the sugya, and he's mighty the whole Gemara from having anything to do with Chosu B'Shiva Seifa Bainis. You say, oh, well, so then he was chayzer. Yeah, but he wasn't chayzer in the Lundus of Chosu B'Shiva Seifa Bainis, he was just chayzer, that's not pshat in that Gemara. But to say that the two that he was chayzer now from a whole different conception of Tchilosu B'Shiva V'Soifa Ba'inus, maybe, but it's a little bit hard to say. But I think Emes Yeridak, I think we have to say, and I think last week we were around this to this, that it's such a thing, that we have to say, I think Pshat and Raya is a little bit simpler. That without this fancy distinction between Pshia and Ishmira, where the Pshia is Mechayiv and the lack of Shmira is Mechayiv, that's getting us into hot water in the Raya. I think Pshat and Raya is like this. The Raya is saying, the Rebbe learned that the word of Chilosu B'Shiva Seifa Ba'inus is that Chilosu B'Shiva Seifa Ba'inus is something in between of Shia and Ba'inus. It's like Shia Ba'inus Merovim Zev Zev. It starts off as a Shia, but then it's Nisgal Gal Dover, and it winds up as a Ba'inus. And the Rebbe held that the nature of the Machlokes, the issue in Chilosu B'Shiva Seifa Ba'inus, it's not such a fancy pshat like all the pshatim we've said so far. The Rebbe held the issue of Chilosu B'Shiva Seifa Ba'inus is simply It's pshia ba'oynis murabim zebazeh. It's like pshia ba'oynis. And now they were moiled distinct shlosh of pshia v'soifah ba'oynis. So what exactly do I? It's not mamash of pshia because of soifah ba'oynis. It's not mamash oynis. It was shlosh of pshia. And it has to be they're connected because if it's not oynis abo machmas of pshia, then the oynis is by itself. But here it's oynis abo machmas of pshia or the b'inyan echod. So the oynis and the pshia they're both in play over here. So pshia and oynis that have to do with each other. This nefila is partly a pshia and partly oinus. If the oinus and pshia would be with and yonim and one had nothing to do with the other, like by malach hamavus, malioch, malioshim, then the pshia and letting it out from the agamo had nothing to do with the oinus of the thing dying. So that's not called chalosu pshia. So that's not a pshia oinus merovim zev zev. That's a pshia that had nothing to do with the oinus. At the end of the day, the whole story was oinus. Malach hamavus killed. But where the pshia and the oinus are interact with each other, either because they bring in echod or because the oinus was machmas of pshia. So then I look at it that this is something that's in between an oinus and a pshia. Abyssal oinus, abyssal of pshia. So, and that's always the issue of tchilosu b'shia v'soifa ba'inus. So the rabbi says, just one second, so now what's the halacha? The Gemara says elsewhere, tchilosu b'shia v'soifa ba'inus is chayav. The Gemara by bar also has the suffix, but then we pass the halacha the other way. Le'amin amiga, tchilosu b'shia v'soifa ba'inus is potter. Says the Ravid that the pshat is that by that attack of the pets, those cases where the Torah was not memayit in the shmir, like by Karen, let's say, where you have to, in order to be chayiv for Karen, you need to have even a little bit of shiul mechayiv for Karen. Meaning, you need a very high level of shmir. You need a very high level of shmir. That means even a little bit of shiul will be mechayiv me. So tchilosu b'shiva soifa b'ayinus also mechayiv. What's tchilosu b'shiva soifa b'ayinus? It's not a full fledged pshia, but it's not a full fledged ayinus either. So that's enough. On the other hand, those cases where I tell you miyata b'shimrasim, meaning shein regel and so on, we only need a shmir b'chusa. That means, in order to be chayav, you need a high level of shir. It's glossy of shir, b'soif of bayis, and not such a high level of shir. It's a little bit of tzayis. How much b'al b'atash b'shar? And I think at the time, some maybe one of the Tamidim even said this at the time. I think that's the pshat over there in the Ravid. So then it's not a steer in the Ravid at all. What the Ravid is, the Ravid by us says that even that in order to say in order for Tchilasu B'Shia B'Seifer Toynis to be Chayev, whether it's by Karen, Agamar is entertains maybe even by Shem Regel say Tchilasu B'Shia B'Seifer Toynis is Chayev. That we chesed out last week. Agamar that entertains that you have Tchilasu B'Shia B'Seifer Toynis Chayev even by Regel. That's like the tzad of the Gemara in Nunbeis, that you say it even by Bor, because Regel and Bor are the same thing. That way, anyway, you chesh me down. Right? By Bor, the Gemara passes Chlosu B'Shiv, so if it is Potter. Agamar, because Bor, I told you, Muta B'Shim Rosh, and Agamar, you have Chlosu B'Shiv, so if it is by Regel. So why isn't that a problem? So he said at the time, that's not a problem at all. Agamar doesn't say what the halach is. Agamar just says, there's a man to omit Chlosu B'Shiv, so if it is Chayev, there's a man to omit Chlosu B'Shiv, so if it is Potter. The Gemara in the base also has a suffix. The Gemara there paskins the halacha hilchasot that by bar chelos of shiv soif minus his potter. Maybe the hilchas is that way by regal also. That was never a steer. But akapanim agamor is entertaining. Maybe you do say chelos of shiv soif minus by regal. Likewise by bar presumably says the Ravid. But that's only on condition. The condition is that it has to be a pshia gemura. Because again we're balancing. If it's a pshia gemura, and then in the end it's a little bit soif minus mixed in a little bit oinus. So we can still be mechus. So then, there's still a tzad. Chalosu b'shiyah v'soif v'bayinus is chayav. But if the pshiyah itself was a weak pshiyah, plus it was bayinus, so that's like a doubly weak. You know, you've doubly diluted the pshiyah. A, the pshiyah itself wasn't so bad, and number two, it was soif v'bayinus. So then, the hakra is that's called more of an oinus. Now it's not a steer at all. Now it's not a steer at all. The Rav is not saying some deep lums. The Rav is saying every case we have to do a measure. So. First of all, what it says in Agamar is, number one, to have even a discussion about Chalosu B'Shiyah V'Soif V'Bayinus, it has to be a full-fledged Pshiyah. If the Pshiyah itself was a weak Pshiyah, and it was Soif V'Bayinus, then nobody was Hedei Chayim. Because the Pshiyah L'Chadchil was a Pshiyah Shein Gemur. Plus, it was Soif V'Bayinus. No, so let's then let's die. So then there's nothing to go about. That's what he sees in Agamar, that you need a Pshiyah Gemur. If it's not a Pshiyah Gemur, there's no discussion even of Chalosu B'Shiyah V'Soif V'Bayinus. Then, okay, so let's, but even by Pshiyah Gemura, he says, even when you have a Pshiyah Gemura, but it was Sefer Bainus, so then there's something to talk about, and that's the Sugya by us, and the Sugya in Dachman Beis. Do you say, Philosophy Pshiyah Gemura, Sefer Bainus? Sugya everywhere, do you say, Philosophy Pshiyah Gemura, Sefer Bainus? Everywhere we're talking about a Pshiyah Gemura. What's the halacha? Well, here we have a steer in halacha. Generally, we pass the Philosophy Pshiyah Gemura, Sefer Bainus is Chayav. And the other end by Bar, probably by Shen Regal, also we pass the Philosophy Pshiyah Gemura, Sefer Bainus is Potter. Yeah, says the Rabbi, that's okay. Those places where the Torah is only mechayev me, by bor, where I tell me to bishmir osan, that means the Torah is only mechayev me and a big pshia. So the same way, if I had a little bit of shmira, so it's not a big enough pshia to be mechayev me. So the same way, if I had a little bit of shmira, it wouldn't be a big enough pshia to be mechayev me, because you need a big pshia to be mechayev for bor. So tchilos of pshia v'soif v'bayinus also is not a big enough pshia to be mechayev me, because a little bit it's almost. That's the pshat in the right. Then, once we say this, then all the rishonim will say chelosu b'shiyah v'soifah. That you need a pshia gemura for chelosu b'shiyah v'soifah bayinus. Maybe we could say such a not fancy pshat. That you need chelosu b'shiyah v'soifah bayinus. You need a pshia gemura. Just because it's like a, you know, if it's a shach of pshia plus a bayinus, so then it doesn't rise to the level of pshia at all. Maybe this is a simple pshat in Mshia Gemur. From that Ramban that we talked about a few minutes ago, that the Ramban compares it to a case where he's Bashar clapping the Nerag, and from there you see that this fancier thing's going on. That Chilos of Bashir v'Soif v'Enes is Chayev, because the Bashir is Kemazik, the Bashir is in Chayev. That Ramban who says that if Chilos of Bashir v'Soif v'Enes is Chayev, So he says, how come if I was Peshev Klapper then there, I don't say Tchlasa Peshev Seif Ablein is Chayit? So it must be because it wasn't a Peshev Gemur. No, it's not. No, maybe they're also to work. You know, as far as I know, it could work everywhere. We could say it was very not fancy pshat and shkalsim pshir aseif abayinus. The reason why you need a pshir gemura is because it's not a pshir sheinig. Because if it's a pshir sheinig gemura plus seif abayinus, so that's such an adulterated pshir, it's so watered down the pshir that it's not called a pshir. It's a long time to say this about us. Yeah.
In a
bay we need fancy. But in Rabba. I mean, the emes is, it's within the world of the second pshat of Rabbi Kregel, that the etzim dinat lasu b'shir v'sayfa ba'ayinus is that since it started with a pshir, it's nidin k'pshir. What we're saying is, even though it's nidin k'pshir because it started with a pshir, but since it ended with an ayinus, so it's not like not a full fledged pshir. So that's the shayla of lasu b'shir v'sayfa ba'ayinus. Do I say that since it begins with the pshir, so you know, so lasu mekaraz dinu, not lasu mekaraz, you know, whatever. First lesson we began with the pshir, so we look at it as a pshir, even though it's in the end it was the end was oinus, but we look at the process as a pshir process. Or do I say no? Since at the end it's oinus, so I don't look at it as a pshir. And in that the Rishonim say, "Hey, look at my dragons." That even if tchilas b'shir v'soif b'oinus, we look at the oinus as if it's a pshir, but only if the pshir itself was very strong. But if the pshir itself was not so strong, plus it ended with the oinus, so that's like a pshir with two strikes against it. So that's not chayim. From this rabbit is a big is a from the steer, yeah. What are the motivations to say that this way? Just a second. I don't think we need it. Why don't we need it? Well, we could say if it's a good enough shear to mechayiv me in regal, even though it's mechayiv b'shemira also. If it's a good enough shmir to mechayiv me in regel, even though it's a mitzvah b'shmir also, I'm comfortable walking carb. It is a pshia gemura for regel. It's a good enough pshia for regel, and nonetheless, it's not a pshia gemura moiv. It's not a shmir, not regel. So the Rashba says, oh, then you don't say kolosu b'shia v'soif v'boynus. Yeah, a lot of the lumdus is very geshmak to say because then it's a siva mechayeves, and we learn that from shemachinum. It's very geshmak alumdus, but do we mamish need it? It's like the story with the Visazama, that somebody came to a Talmud came to Eitz Chaim, and when you applied to Eitz Chaim, so you had to say a shtikl ter. That was the way. That was to say that the pchina was you had to say a shtikl ter. You didn't have to say your own. It wasn't expected. It was young bachur. You know, the Eitz Chaim people came when they were 13, 14. But you had to say a shtikl ter. So the bachur prepared a shtikl ter from Eben Osler. Visazama is a shtikl ter. He'll tell a Visazama a shtikl ter from a Visazama sefer. So Visazama won't be able to log up. So he came into. So he told him over the shtickle, and the Rebbe Zalman said, "What's the hechach?" So the bacha said, "What do you mean, what's the hechach? It's the Rosh Shiva shtickle there." So the Rebbe Zalman said, "I had a hechach. I had to say shir, but what's your hechach?" The lundus is very geschmack that a pshir mura is that the pshir itself is kemazik, like we said in it. It's kemazik. It's a siba mechayevus, and the pshir sheinig mura is only a chil achrayis. And that's the avoid of the pshia v'sayfa ba'oinis is that the pshia is mechayiv. I'll call out everything that comes as a result. And when it's the pshia she'enigmur, the lamed is very good. But is it mamish muchach? Do we need it? You see in the Ravid that there's something else going on. In the Ravid, it's not going to work. The Ravid's, this lumbus breaks down on the Ravid. Because then it's mamash the opposite of the Ravid and Dafna base by Shoram and Gemalim. The Ravid has a svara that Dafka by those of us that don't need a Bshir Gemur, that's what we say to Kolos Bshir V'Soif V'Bainus is Chai. Dafka by Karen, where you don't need a Bshir Gemur to be Chai, that's where Kolos Bshir V'Soif V'Bainus is Chai. That's what in the Ravid, mamash doesn't make any sense. That's what's forcing us to say in the Ravid is Balabat of Shadar. The Pshat in Kolos Bshir V'Soif V'Bainus is that it's a Shvach Bshir. So those always where you Chai for a Shvach Bshir, a weak Bshir, so it's good enough. Those of us that you need a high level Bshir, you need a big Bshir, Chosu Bshir V'Soif V'Bainus, this is not enough. And that's good for the Pshat. Why you need what's the svar to say that you need Dafka Bshir Gemur? Because if Bshir Shein Gemur, if it's Soif V'Bainus, it's a Shvach Bshir. In a different way. That's a very Shvach Bshir. That's such a Shvach Bshir that it's nothing to talk about. Just look to see if we had a smoking gun, some big heifer to this one. Yeah. I'm not saying it's not true in other Rishonim. It might still be true that's not Avonim Shir Gemur, but once in the Ravid, we have to say a simpler pshat. So it could be another pshat, another Rishonim also. Let's do the last place is Apach Mevach. Taisa says in the Apach Mevach. What's the Gemara? The Gemara says steer between the two brises. Brisa number one said that Kelav Diva jumped up, jumped down. Either way, it's called the Chayim Nezik Shalom. It's Urchei. Now in Brisa number two, no, I'm sorry. The first Brisa said if they jumped down, it's Urchei. If they jumped up, it's not Urchei. Then it's Potter. This Brisa says that whether they jumped up or down, it's Potter regardless. The Gemara says that the case of the second Brisa is Apach Mevach, that the D went Pesricha and the Galba went Peskira, so they did an unusual jump. So that's even going down is Potter, but not Potter Lagami, only Chatzinesi because it's Mishunim. So Tosfos says in Tema the Madam Chalosu B'Shir V'Soif V'Bain is Chayev L'Chayev Nezik Shalom the Chalosu B'Shir V'Bishir D'Urchei V'Soif V'Bain is La'av Urchei. When the Kelav and the D were Reish Agag, so there was a Bashir that could jump down normally. Then in the end, they jumped down in this unusual way. So why isn't that called? So the Gemara says it's Chayet only Chatzinezik. The Tosfos, Tchilosu B'Shir, you know, the Tchilosu was a B'Shir of Nezik Shalom. The Soifa was only on a level of Chatzinezik. Why don't I go after the Haschala? Tosfos answers. Taisus says at the end of the day it's Mishunah. Mishunah is Karen. Karen is Chatzinezik. So what does it matter that Chalos B'Shir V'Soif V'Bainus? Chalos B'Shir V'Soif V'Bainus makes it that the Soif is called B'Shir. Chalos B'Shir V'Soif V'Bainus makes it that I look at the whole thing as being B'Shir. So what? So it's Karen B'Shir. Karen B'Shir is also Chatzinezik. It brings it right. Ilav hochi arish nichnas the chotzer nizik v'torf ochel v'chayev nizik shol chosu b'shil in drisa. Chayin kol keren b'chotzer nizik chosu b'shil in yishen v'regel. Every keren b'chotzer nizik is only chatzin nizik l'haloch. We don't pass like a tafim. Keren b'chotzer nizik is chatzin nizik. I letting it into the chotzer nizik was a b'shil on the level of nizik shol because it could eat yishen v'regel. It could be mazik b'derech shen v'regel. And it was only Karen. So the answer is, yeah, it was Hakab Shir. And it's Nidan Kab Shir. But so what? It's Karen Bab Shir. Karen Bab Shir is still Chatzin Nezik. That's the thesis. Lechayra, it's a deal that in the Mekesef is chayla. The Mekesef doesn't talk about this, but the Mekesef earlier in the sugya, when he talked about Kesel Tsar, and where it says Kesel Tsar is a pshia. So the Lashon Mekesef is Oid Maskinin Shimhoya HaKesel Re'uah. Kevin shu peshelin in the filo shel levenim, chayev nezik sholem hecha the shover kelim. Right, the Gemara says before kaisel tsar, kaisel ruua. The Gemara says kaisel ruua is nafal achi, so it's chilasa b'shiyah v'soifai v'ainus. The Gemara says it's more in the Gemara. That's called the Gemara calls it chilasa b'shiyah v'soifai v'ainus. It went up into a kaisel ruua. It was a pshia, because it could be nafal yachi. But at the end of the day, it was nafal. So the Gemara calls that b'feirish chilasa b'shiyah v'soifai v'ainus. So the Mekesef says that therefore, in such a case, since we pass in chilasa b'shiyah v'soifai v'ainus is chayev. So therefore, Yechayim Nezik Sholem, Hecha the Shover Kalim, Ben Shekoftu Inu, Ben Shenoflu, Ben Shakalim Smuchim Lakaisel, Oimu Chokim. The Kaimon, Chosu Bashi, Safa Bainus Chayim, who provided Peshelon in the field of the Achi, will live me. So the Mekesef says that if it was Chosu Bashi of Achi, it was a Kaisel Ruah, so then Yechayim Nezik Sholem, even if at the end the Caliph and the thief fell, or jumped, or close, or far. So in all of these permutations of cases, he includes that it jumped close. But Tim Gosev himself says that if the Kelleberg did jump straight down, what is it? Mishunet. Tim Gosev himself said that's Chatzin Ezek. The Rashba's Chayil, the Rashba is Regal. But Tim Gosev holds that's Kerek. So the Ferish Nimuk Yosef, that if you have a case that was Tchilosa B'Pshiyot, Nofli Achi, and Soifai was Bekvitzo Samach L'Kosel, which is Mishunet, this is Chayin Ezek Shalom. That's the opposite of places. So first of all, in Svar, what's the machlekes in Svar? Taisus and Taina. He says at the end of the day, it's Karen. So what is it? It's Karen B'Pshia. Look, Karen B'Pshia is bite the Karen. What pshat in Mekesef? So it could be two things. First of all, could be, and this I really is in a way by me is a kash and Tosis. I don't really understand this part. Tosis takes it says to Adama Pasha that Karen Bibshia is Nezik Shalom. I'm not sure I understand why that should be. The Gemara says that Chatzin Nezik is a Knas. Because really, Stam Shuram Bechesu Shimu Taimi. And the Lehavli also get that thing. The Torah said, and he really should put the garment. The Torah is mechayiv chatzin ezek k'teichi the luter luter. It's the fairest in the world. The reason why the Torah is only mechayiv chatzin ezek by Karen is because it's lehavli asukia daite and it's beches kashimur and so on. And really, you should put the garment. The Torah gave you knas shvei chatzin ezek. Karen the pshia, lechayra is not a knas. Here is a pshia. It's nidan k'pshia. If it's a pshia, then why is it what even lehavli asukia daite? It's nidan k'pshia. If you were pesheing Karen, that means it was havelos. That's what it means. Pshia. It was havelos sukei daiti. The Caleb Lee went up on this kaisel ruwa. The havelos sukei daiti that's going to be nofli achi. And since chalos we see the seifer line is chayev, it's needing kipshia all the way down, all the way through. Even the seifer is needing kipshia. Whatever it is, but it's needing kipshia. Whatever the lamas is. So if it's needing kipshia, so why should it be chatzin nezek? I understand. So let's say we'll still call it Karen. But it's Karen B'Pshia. Tais Hanocha, the Karen B'Pshia is only Chatzin Ezek. I don't understand why Karen B'Pshia should be. Is it a Knas? Karen B'Pshia is Chatzin Ezek. Is it a Knas? Why would it be a Knas? And if it's not a Knas, why should it be Chatzin Ezek? The Gemara says that the reason why it's Chatzin Ezek, because it really should be Potel Gamri, but the third concept is Chatzin Ezek. But over here, really should be Chayav Lagamri. So be Chayav Lagamri. Why should it be Chatzin Ezek? Maybe that's Pshat and Mekesef. I don't understand this Nekud and Tosis. This I don't know what to say. This bothers me. This I don't know what to say. And maybe that's Taka the reason why the Mekesef is Chelek and Tosis. But I thought that maybe, let's say we'll put this on the side. Let's say maybe there's some answer to this. And let's say Tosis Hanoch is right. the Karen B'Pshia is still Karen, and it's only Chatzin Nezek. Just like my questions about it. Could be that there's a different Machlekes here between Tosis and the Mukhi Yosef. And maybe this goes back to the Lumbus, which we now became a little bit skeptical about, but the Lumbus was the idea of Chilas B'Pshia V'Seif V'Vainus. That's Rabbi Kreger, you know, we have two Mahalach. We have one Mahalach, Chilas B'Pshia V'Seif V'Vainus, like Rabbi Kreger says, that the Einus is Nidin K'Pshia. Since the Einus came from B'Pshia, the Einus itself was Nidin K'Pshia. That was where Rabbi Kreger explains wrong. And then Tosis Ben Peretz. Tosis Ben Peretz says exactly like Tosis over here. And Tosis Ben Peretz, B'Soich HaDvarim, in this Tosis, adds a Hasbara. And he says, because Tchilas B'Pshia V'Seif V'Einus, the Pshat is that the Einus is Nidin K'Pshia. But it's Karen B'Pshia. So Tosis Ben Peretz is B'Feresh of that one. On the other hand, in the book of Yosef, since he says that you need a Pshia Gemura, so that is Mashma. Okay, today we decided maybe it's not Mashma. But up till now, I've been assuming, and that's, you know, certainly I'm not the only one to say that the Havon and why you need a Pshia Gemura is because you need a Pshia that's Kemazik, a Pshia that's a Siva Mechayevis. The Pshia is the Siva Mechayevis. The Pshia is Mechayev for whatever results from the Pshia. Maybe that's an Akudas Machaikis. If Tchilas of Pshia V'Seif V'Einis is the Pshat, that the Einis is Nidin K'Pshia. So that's as far as the Pshia is concerned. This Einis itself is called the Pshia. Because even that looks like an oinus, but since it resulted from negligence, so this itself is called a pshia. But what's the mechayev over here? For what act am I chayev? For the act of, what's mechayev the bailum? The oinus basoif. The nefil is mechayev the bailum. Because this oinus is a pshia. And this nefil itself is mishuna. This kfitzo is a mishuna, because it's, apich meipach, it's a mishuna dik kfitzo. So it's keren. And it's keren a pshia, because this oinus is nidun kipshia. Taisa says, so this is my mishkar. I'm chayev for the kvitzah lumban, for the kvitzah. The kvitzah is mishunna, it's a kvitzah of care. I is oinus, and not oinus. It's not oinus, because it's nidin kibshia. Now, she'en came to the Mukhi Yosef held, maybe the Shitosa, that kvitzah of Bashir was safe of oinus, not the chat that the oinus is nidin kibshia. The oinus remains the oinus. Rather, the pshia is mechayev, because pshia is mechayev for anything that, any damage that results from the pshia. So when the kelev and the when the kelev is oil the reish agag, what's mechayev? The kfitzo, what's mechayev? If you go with chosu b'shia v'soif v'bainus, the mechayev is the aliyah reish agag, because the aliyah reish agag is a pshia, and a pshia is mechayev for any damage that results from the pshia. So the what's mechayev the bialim is not the kfitzo, because the kfitzo is mishuna. I mean, it could be mechayev from chatzin ezek, but not more than chatzin ezek. But what the bialim? But we could be mechayev the bialim. Forget the kvitzah. Even if it would be oinus, we would mechayev the bialim. Not for the. That was even if the kelev fell by oinus, we would still be mechayev the bialim. But for what? For the nefilah? According to Tosfos, mechayev the bialim for the nefilah. But according to the Yosef, we're not mechayev the bialim for the nefilah. We're mechayev the bialim for the aliyah reish agag, because the aliyah reish agag is a pshia that's mechayev any damage that results from it. The aliyah reish agag is like the zarek chayitz. Well, the aliyah reish agag was not mishuna, so the aliyah reish agag was regal. So the Mukhi Yosef holds that it's mamash regel. To be oil the reish agag is regel. It's a pshia of regel, and it's mechayiv any damage that results. So if you go with the lumbus, we were saying up till the last half an hour. So then it would work very well in Mukhi Yosef l'shitasa. Shaz, the question is, what's the Nimuk Yosef going to do with Apach Meipach? He says, "Shtaka right." And there's other rice also. Every from Marish Doras, every Karen, the Chayos of Pshia Regel. Every Karen has a Pshia. Many Karens have a Pshia Regel behind them. Arisha Doris, Rishus HaNizik. It's a Pshia Regal. You let the Ari, you let the Ari into the Rishus HaNizik. It's a Pshia Regal. So why isn't Nidin Karegal? The Fidin Mukhi Yosef. That the Pshia of Nofli Achi is Mechayev Nezi Sholem, even if you have Kofet Somach L'Kaisel, even though that was Mishuna. So why is it any different by an Ari? Why is it any different by Apach Meipach? That's only kasha. That's not a kasha in my shtickle toy right now. That's a kasha in the Mukhi Yosef himself. It's a chayitz meduik in the Mukhi Yosef. that by Nofli Achi, he says, Yechayim Nezik Sholem, Ben Shekofatz, Ben Shenofel, Ben Somach Lekaisel, Ben Atzamach Lekaisel, Kemachim Afurishim Lekaisel. Even if it was Kofat Somach Lekaisel, it was from Lekaisel himself says in Mishun, it's only Mechayim Chatzin Nezik. By itself, it's only Mechayim Chatzin Nezik. But in the case of Nofli Achi, of Kaisel Ru'ah, so since it's Chosu Bepshi, Yechayim Nezik Sholem. So you have Taisus and Sot, you have. But what do you do every time it goes Bishus and Nezik? And what do you do with Hapach Mepach? So I'm thinking, as Chol is Lord. Maybe I'll leave it to Adam to think it, if it holds water. Let's take the two questions separately, deal with them separately. One is the Knesset of Shusanism. So this, we had a whole discussion way back when, I mean, not so long ago, but last semester anyway, we had a discussion where by Shem Rebbe of Shusanism. What's the pshat? Is the pshat that the Knesset Lirshus HaNizik is the pshir that's mechayev the bailin? Or is the pshat? No, that's not the pshir that's mechayev the bailin. But when the behem is b'shus HaNizik, the Knesset Lirshus HaNizik is mechayev the bailin in a higher level of shmir. That now he has to be, yechzeno b'znovo v'yelech. But now he has to watch it even from Shem Verhegel. Was negated to Machaikus Yishayinim. Taisus holds that in order to be chayav for Shem Verhegel, if the behema took food, Rishus HaRabim, and carried it into the Rishus HaNizik, and it belongs to the Nizik, and ate it Rishus HaNizik, so Taisus says that you put it. Because he says it's unique. That was the Taisus by the sugya of Pipar. That's the Taisa says that you're potter. A lot of the Natila has to be Rishus HaNizik. And the Rosh is Chaylev. And the Rosh says that you're Chayev, the Achil was Rishus HaNizik. He said at the time, what's the Machaikis? The Taisa holds that the by Shein Regal, the Machayev, the Shia Mechayevis, the Siba Mechayevis is the Knesset of Shusa, there's Rishusa. I remember Losh Lai used the time, but the Shia that's Mechayev the Bailam is that he let his behemoth go into Rishusa Nizik, and now it could be Mazik Rishusa Nizik. But if the behemoth took the food Rishusa Rabim, it could have eaten it Rishusa Rabim, so then the Knesset of Rishusa Nizik didn't cause the Hezek to happen. The Hezek would have happened anyway, the Par already had the food in Rishusa Rabim. So it decided it likes the he wants to sit on the bench over there in the Shusha Nizik and eat his lunch, but it had it ready. It had the food already in its mouth. Mishusha Rabbi. So you can't say the Knesset of Shusha Nizik was Mechayev. So it says therefore you're potter. And the Rosh holds, but that's not the pshat. The pshat is when your behemah is Shusha Nizik, the Knesset of Shusha Nizik is now Mechayev. You have to be shomer the behemah even from Shem Verego. So now my par is Shusha Nizik. So now I have to be shomer even from Shem Verego. So now my behemoth is Rishus HaNizik. I have to be shomer from Shein Rebbe. So yeah, if it would have eaten Rishus HaRabim, I wouldn't have had to watch it from that. But now that it's eating Rishus HaNizik, I have to watch it from eating somebody else's food. That was the time. So Kubi is totally over here. The Taisus Shitosan. Taisus holds that when the behemoth goes into Rishus HaNizik, that's already a Pshir Regel. That's already a Pshir Regel. That's a Pshir Mechayevus. I mean, that's a Pshir. That's a pshir. The Knesset of Rishus HaNizik is a pshir. Pshir means kol shechavti v'shmiroso yichshati. It's a pshir. I did something that lays me that was. I'm not going now. I don't need now. Never mind the lumbus of pshir mechayev. It's not mechayev. That's not our. I don't care about that right now. But the thing that makes me liable is that my behemoth went into Rishus HaNizik and kedamish. That was my lack of shmir of the behemo that makes me chayiv bechrayis. You want to use that? I don't care if shia chayis. That lumbus is irrelevant right now. But about it, every chayiv nezik comes from the fact that I didn't watch my behemo from being mazik. So the thing that I didn't watch my behemo from being mazik is I let it go into rishus nizik. That itself is an act of shia clapping the property of the nizik. So Taisus calls it chosav shia v'saif v'bayis. Why every Karen Rishus HaNizik should be close to Rishus HaNizik of Linus? The very going into the Rishus HaNizik was already a Pshia, copy the property of the Nizik. That's the shitosa. But if you hold like the Rosh, that knisa l'rishis hanizik is not the thing that's mechayev me. The knisa l'rishis hanizik is what puts me on a higher, what places me in a higher level of achrayis, that now I have to watch it even from shem v'regel. When my behemoth goes, when my behemoth goes into a stayacher, so all of a sudden now I have to watch it even from shem v'regel. Now I have a chiyuv of to be yotzei b'zman v'yelech. But the pshita that's mechayev me is not the knisa l'rishis hanizik. The pshita that's mechayev me is that I wasn't oichet b'zman v'yelech. I wasn't oichet b'zman v'yelech. So fine. So that's not called chilosu. But after me, I did. I did watch it from Shem Vered. I didn't watch it from Karen. Karen's chatzinazik. They have a sukkah daita. No different than that's in Karen's mishun. It's they have a sukkah daita. So there's no chilosu b'pshir. The kids, there's no chilosu b'pshir. Because the knisa l'rishis hanizik is not a pshir. The knisa l'rishis hanizik is mechayev me that now I have to be yechzenev as nova v'yelech. Fine. So there's no chilosu b'pshir. So maybe that's the thing. Maybe that's checking the. I don't know if it's a way to check. If there's any gilui in the case, in the sugis over there, I doubt there's a gilui over there, but maybe it's worth double checking. If the case it holds like the Rosh, so that would be a teretz because this is raya from Rishus Hanizik. The other side, what about Apach Mepach? What about this Gemara? Apach Mepach. Here, look, there's a raya from the Gemara itself. The behemoth went Berosh Hagag. The kelim went Berosh Hagag. They could have jumped down normally, so it's a pshir. In the end, they jumped down, but then it would be, you know, with Apach Mepach. The kelim jumped down like the bidi, and the bidi jumped down like the kelim. So it's after Mepach, Mepach is a news machine. Why is it Chatzinezik? Why is it Chatzinezik? Chilosu b'pshir. That's mamish analogous to the Mekesa. To the Mekesa before about Kaisel Re'uah, and then the Gedi jumped down. So I was thinking maybe, not alumnus, just maybe a Chaitim. The Rif has an opposite gears in the Gemara. Our gears in the Gemara is that the steer in the Brice is that the first vice says that if it jumps down it's chayiv and up is potter, and the second vice says both are potter. The Gemara is apach mepach, it's going in the second vice. The Rif's gears is just the opposite. The second vice says you chayiv in both cases. Up and down, you chayiv either way. So in the Gemara, but the first vice is the only chayiv down, not up. So the terrace of apach mepach is going on the first vice, that the case of jumping up was apach mepach. Not that the case of jumping down in the second vice is apach mepach, but the case of jumping up in the first vice was apach mepach. So the Bryce is talking about, according to the Rif's Girsa, in the case of himself doesn't say how he's going to something else, but according to the Rif's Girsa, the way it comes out is that the chiluk is, how did the Gdi or the Kelev jump up? Did they climb up or did they spring up? So that's the chiluk. A Gdi normally springs up and it climbed up. And the Kelev normally climbs up and it sprung up. That was the Apel Chameitach. So here already, maybe it's a Mokum say just Balabatish. But that's not called chilosu b'shir v'soifa v'oynis, because I don't know that those. I don't know if you could reach the same place jumping up and climbing up and springing up. Because there's lots of cases where you could climb up, but you can't spring up. It's a high thing, you can't spring up, but you could climb up. And vice versa, you could probably, there are cases where you could probably spring up, but there's no purchase to climb up. So then it's not mukhuch that we're talking about the same case. The kelev who sprung up, that doesn't mean that it could have climbed up to that food, or the kelim, or vice versa. So it's like kelim that is smuchim and rechaykim. If it's not the same kelim, it's not chilosu b'shir v'soifa v'oynis. If the pshir would reach some kelim, not the, so by when we're talking about jumping up, so it could be that when you jump up and you spring up, it's not the same scenario, or it's not, or you don't land in the same place. So maybe that's not called chilosu b'shir v'soifa v'oynis. But the Gdi who climbed up, maybe climbed up a cliff that he couldn't have sprung up and gotten to. But it was Mishunah. And the Kelev who sprung up, maybe it's a case where he couldn't have climbed up. So then you take a pot of that, not close to the Shiva. It's a Baal Batish Teretz, but maybe that would be the answer. Okay. Fine. Tomorrow we go on.
I think one of the hechers in that says that you're Tchelosa by Karen. He's a Mishuna, and so the bonus, you're part of it, is a Pshish and a Gemara, even though that's canon.
Jason says, though you have to listen to the Pshir,
Karen. So the bonus, you're part of it, even though Karen doesn't.